Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Right, you gotta admit, City Limits. That's how you get down, right?
That's good for your soul.
It's
huh?
good for your soul, man. It's the weekend. Of course, if you're in this business and it's the weekend of the draft, you really don't have a weekend because I'm gonna be tonight. I gotta go, for the Post Gazette. I'm gonna be doing a draft show on YouTube.
So I PA announce volleyball games every year, girls and boys, for Baldwin.
Right.
I play September between the first and second set every single match.
That's how you do
everyone.
It. It gets them going, I'm sure.
It
gets
does.
Them excited. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia. Peter Stanchett, visit them at SouthHillsKia.net. Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And we're going to go to the fan hotline, which is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, to our good friend Doug Whaley, who I'm quite sure Doug Whaley has grooved a little bit at some
Ray.
Point in his life to Earth, Wind, and Fire, correct?
Oh, Ray, there's no better way to bring in a sunny Friday of draft weekend with listening to the Elements. That just puts you in a great mood for the rest of the weekend.
It does. It puts you in a good mood. Doug, I figure, if I can help people have a good, good vibe throughout the day, then I guess I've done my job, correct?
No doubt. If you can just make somebody's life just a little bit better, then you did a great job for the day and for mankind.
Well, I think we made people's life a little better last night, Doug, when we had, five or six hours of draft coverage with you and Adam and Doran and Donnie Football. Man, we were able to get through it. Now, you've actually been in war rooms and you've actually made decisions. What do you think is going on right now, for instance, over at the Steelers facility? They got their guy, obviously, logistically, they're getting him, I guess, flying him here. He's going to have a press conference. But, what are they? Are they on the phones? I mean, what happens, like, this second day of the draft before the actual draft begins again?
Well, I think I know it started last night. Right after the draft was over, they huddled up and said, okay, let's restock the board of how we're going to attack it tomorrow. And then also then he's getting with Sheldon White and the pro personnel department saying, hey, let's call the teams that you had talked to before and find out what's their propensity to move in day two. Teams that were ahead of us, hey, how high do we need to go up? And then start thinking about or talking about the parameters of if we decided to move up to that spot, what would it take? So you kind of have an idea. And then also calling teams behind you that you may have found out that they want to move up and see what it, what they'd be willing to give up. So today they're walking in and saying, okay, if we have a guy targeted, let's say the position of center, this is what we'd have to give up to get up to this spot. Is it worth it? Or do we stand pat? Or do we decide to move back and maybe sacrifice the chance of getting a center, but be able to get a corner, a wide receiver, or any other position and pick up extra draft capital? So it's really a reformulating of the game plan of a how to attack today, especially knowing that that want of a tackle, that's box been checked. So now let's focus on the other wants slash needs. And then there's always that outlier of a guy that they had highly rated that slides. So it's really just focusing. So when the draft does start, you have a game plan and you're nimble enough. If that game plan, something happens and a curveball throws, you're set and not scrambling to be able to adapt to anything that comes your way.
Yeah, no, and I think the Steelers, you know, it seems like this is one of the first times I can remember, maybe last year too, where everybody seems to be happy with who the Steelers got. I mean, a lot of people didn't think he would, you know, that he would drop to them. I don't know. You obviously have done a lot of scouting and watching film and things. Are you concerned about his size at tackle, or do you think he's going to be okay?
No, I think he's going to be okay. And everybody's happy because, like you said, no one thought the caliber of player that Troy is was going to be able to be at the pick where the Steelers were at 20. And everybody wanted Mims, but everybody was almost really talking themselves into Mims being that great player and a great pick because he has the attributes. But there was that question mark, hey, you only have a sample size of 8 games. Can he consistently perform at that level for an extended period of time, stepping up in a level of play? Even though SEC, they say, is junior NFL, you're still making a step up to the NFL. You've only been doing this at a high level for 8 games. Can you extrapolate that for a year and for a career? This guy, Troy Faletano, he's done it. He brings that element of aggressiveness, a guy that is what I call a JYD, a junkyard dog. And that's that element that the Steelers fans implore they and want from their offensive linemen and their teams. Now, when you talk about the height, he makes up for his lack of height with arm length. And arm length really, in my opinion, is a little more important than height because sometimes you can be too tall. And defensive linemen can get under you and you lose lack of leverage. And just basic laws of physics, low man wins. So if you got a shorter offensive tackle but has longer arms, he can keep the leverage in his favor but also keep the defensive lineman away from his body and being able to get into his body to alter his leverage because of his arms are so long. So I don't think that 6'3 height is going to be an issue.
They've basically been a little bit coy about which side he's going to play, Doug. I mean, it sure seems like Broderick Jones is your, you know, long-term left tackle. But could you see a scenario where Broderick Jones stays on the right and Troy goes to the left?
I would be a big fan of playing those guys at both positions and find out for yourself. Why guess? Let's find out and it show me. Put one at right for first team reps, one at left at first team reps, and then switch them. And then find out who the best is at the and have the best 5 linemen out there together instead of just forcing it and saying, well, this is what we think. And then what that does, too, it gives you flexibility if there's injuries on the offensive line. Then you can move a guy from right to left, and he's not that foreign to that position because he's practiced it. I personally am excited to see during training camp and OTAs and mini camps, them doing messing around with a combination of different linemen at different positions. Because again, injuries always happen and you want that comfortability factor. If something happens and you have to change that lineup, that the level of production doesn't dip.
What about, tonight, what do you got? Are you looking for them to go with a center? It seems like they've got three picks, so 1 second and 2/3. Ideally, would it be center, receiver, corner?
Absolutely. If they come out of there with center, receiver, corner, that's checking all the boxes of not only wanting to upgrade a tackle, filling a need at center, filling a need at receiver, and filling a need at corner. Any way they do it, the order doesn't matter to me. But if they can walk out of the day two with that, and you expect your third round, second, and first round guys to be not only, well, first round you want starter ability, second round you want starter slash contributor, and third round you want contributor. So if you can get four picks that contribute and three of them in positions of need, they can walk away no matter what they do in the rest of the draft. Very happy of what they accomplished.
Obviously tonight you've got, you know, premium picks, but I mean, how important is tomorrow, those late round picks, finding a couple of guys that can help you, even if it's just on special teams?
That's to tell you the truth, that's when scouting and personal staffs really get excited, because that's when you rely on your college scouts, your college directors, because you may have some position coaches looking at these guys, but these guys are the meat of your team. They're your backup guys that produce on special teams and are injury replacements if those top-of-the-line guys go down. And this is where a scout can make a name for himself. He can jump on the table for a fifth, sixth, seventh-round guy saying, we truly believe in this guy, and this guy can bring an attribute to this team and help this team down the road. Maybe not right off the bat, so in a pinch, if someone goes down, I believe this guy can help us. And that's where that's why scouts really love the second day and free agency, because they can start putting their name on the map of guys that can recognize and identify talent.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I think the second day, you obviously get quality players, but the teams that seem to separate themselves are those teams that really thrive on the third day, and just kind of find players late in the draft. And obviously the ultimate example here is Antonio Brown, which, watching that guy play in the NFL, how does a guy like that, I'm assuming there's going to be somebody, maybe not quite as good as him, but that goes in the sixth round, even a Brock Purdy, who was a seventh rounder last year or 2 years ago or whatever. How do guys like that fall through the cracks?
Well, Antonio Brown fell through the cracks because of the same reason he's not in the NFL. He had the character issues. And there's guys, for whatever circumstances, haven't been able to show what they can do, or they need more seasoning and be able to really up their game with better coaching, better circumstances, or being in the right system. So that's why some guys fall through the cracks, and they just need that opportunity. And once they get that opportunity, they sit there and they grab it. And that's why some guys get drafted later but end up performing, and it's just circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's absolutely right. Doug, last night we sat and watched as six quarterbacks went off the board in the top 12 picks. And my comment to you was something to the effect of, it sounds like a lot of general managers and coaches that are going to be fired within the next 3 years, because it's such an important position. You really don't get many opportunities to swing and miss, huh?
Well, you don't, but also there's also, if you look at it this way, because of the way the rookie wage scale is, you can swing and miss, but it doesn't cripple your organization like before the new CBA. When Sam Bradford came out, he got paid $50 million. So if you swing and miss on that, that cripples your ability to make up for that mistake. Nowadays, you can move on from a first-round pick, and especially a first-round quarterback, without so much of a financial burden on your cap situation and on your team. So that's really the way the system is. It helps quarterbacks get drafted higher, but it definitely doesn't hurt teams that miss on the quarterbacks. Now, what we talked about, though, is if you go out on a limb and draft a guy that high, the clock starts ticking on the GM and the head coach, because the owner's like, wait a minute, you did that and you stood on the table and you thought this was your guy. Why am I going to trust you to pick the next one?
You look at what the Falcons did. And, you know, that was kind of that was kind of one of those things where I say, okay, it wasn't exactly the smartest thing I've ever seen, but maybe they have a reason for it. And then you hear their rationale, which is basically, well, we don't feel like we're going to be in the top 10 for the next 3 or 4 years, so we figure we better get our guy now. You drafted a guy in the first round that you literally are saying you might not play for 3 or 4 years. I mean, Doug, that seems a little weird to me.
Well, it does, but if you look at some success stories of the past, they're rolling back the clock. They're thinking about how teams, NFL teams, used to think about drafting quarterbacks. Draft them, let them sit for 2 or 3 years, and then have them mature, learn from a veteran like Kirk Cousins that's been around, that's been productive, and then by the time Kirk Cousins is ready to move on to retirement or he runs out of his contract, you have a guy that's seasoned and you're not depending on a rookie that you're going to have that roller coaster ride of ups and downs and stuff like that. You actually set him up for success, and you may take a hit now from the public and from your quarterback that you just gave $100 million to because you didn't add anything to help the team, especially offensive weapons. But in the long run, which is the duty of the general manager, not only to help your team today, but set yourself up for the long run, then I think it's not a bad move as long as you start thinking of it in a different way instead of the way things are thought of today, which is draft a quarterback, start him from day one, and if he's no good, let's run him off in 2 or 3 years.
Yeah, I just think that's a pretty risky strategy overall. Doug, last one. Yeah, well, I was just thinking, like I said, it's risky, isn't it?
It depends. It's only risky if you did not come to the owner and the head coach and all three, head coach, GM, owner, and saying, this is what we're going to do, or is everybody bought in? And if everybody's bought in, especially the owner, and the owner's like, okay, if we do this, I understand I'm going to give you guys 4 to 5 years to make sure this move was the right move. And if the owner's bought in, then it's not a risky move. It's actually, to me, it's one of those things, is the best time to get a quarterback is when you don't need one. And the perfect example is, look at how Green Bay has handled the quarterback position for the last 20-some years. And that's why I say, if you look at it in a different prism, it's actually a pretty smart move.
Last one I have for you, Doug. I know you're really familiar with the Pitt guys. As you know, that's part of your duties. You need to kind of know who's on that team and what they're doing. Will we see any Pitt guys off the board tonight, or is it probably still a little too early? It'll be tomorrow that 3 or 4 of them will go.
I think it's maybe a little too early. I see the top end of the Pitt guys, like your Bub Means, your MJ Devonshire, in that 4th, 5th round conversation, and then the Matt Goncalves probably in that 6th, 7th round conversation, and then maybe AJ Woods, the DB, getting into that 7th round. But I see most of those guys as day 3 players.
What are your thoughts? Do you think Means and Devonshire can be good NFL players?
I think Means can be a good 4th receiver, special teams guy that might be able to get into a 3rd because of his speed. He did end up the year with like a gangbusters, putting up a lot of numbers. MJ Devonshire has a chance because of his length, his coverage ability. The only thing that will hold him back is his propensity to make business decisions when it comes to forcing and tackling. If he can turn that around, I think he could end up cracking that lineup of a top 3 corner, but he's going to have to make a mark on special teams, and that's why I say he's got to get a little more aggressive of forcing the run and tackling. If he does that, he's going to set himself up to show what he can do as a coverage guy.
Well, Doug, I appreciate you jumping on and taking a few minutes with us, as always.
Anytime.
And I know that you're hitting the links today, so hit them long, far, and straight. And
hey, as they say, go low, and I'll just be thinking of the elements. When you remember.
That's right. That's absolutely right. See, we got you started off in a good mindset. So enjoy the day, and we'll do it again soon.
All right, take care.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, what you doing to me? The five alarm. Let me just try to say this one more time. the fan five alarm marathon. I couldn't get it out. City limits. That'll be a lot of fun. It's coming up in a couple of weeks in June. We will be broadcasting 26 hours in a row. So we thank Firehouse Subs for bringing us lunch. Did you enjoy some subs there, City Limits?
Yeah, I had a salami sandwich. It was very good. So
some really good stuff. 50-minute mark stuff. On the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Also, Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring is here, and so are the deals at sunchevy.com. High of 70 today with sunny skies. 412-928-9370 is the number if you want to talk about the Steelers draft choice. City Limits, just let me know if anyone calls. If we have any callers, you can let me know, and we will talk a little bit about the Steelers draft choice and whether or not you like them. I think one of the things that's pretty good about this, have you watched any of the videos of this kid?
Yes, you see the video of him with his helmet off, blocking, I think it was against USC. He was just still going at people, no helmet, trying to make a tackle.
Yeah. I mean, he has no helmet on, and he's still trying to hammer somebody. That's what's incredible. You can just tell this dude, listen, I mean, he's Polynesian, and, you know, they have that, I'm talking about football players, they sort of have that nasty edge to them. You know, that it's I don't know if it's a trait or what. But, you know, I remember when Elijah was in, it was in high school. City Limits, when Elijah was in high school.
Yeah.
He played with, you know, like a couple linemen that were guys that went to one went to Michigan, one went to Purdue. You know, he had three of his linemen went big time. But you know who the guy that was, who was the guy that really made that line go, was this Polynesian kid, who had that same edge. He was somewhat, you know, he was athletic. He was a tackle. He would just, I mean, he was a mauler, you know. And that's this Troy Fonten, Faatanu.
Faatanu. We're going with
Faatanu. Troy Faatanu. The Steelers just drafted. That's who he is. He's a mauler. He's the kind of guy that after the whistle's gonna, you know what I mean? You want to get some business, he's gonna give it to you. But the video, like I said, there's the one. There, I saw three videos last night. I saw a bunch of videos, but the three that I really, really liked. One was this guy comes in and tries to do a, you know, like an edge rush.
I know what you're talking about.
And he like basically chops him or whatever.
He chopped him to the ground like a tree.
Yes,
split second.
Exactly. Just crushes him. Then there's another one where it's actually an inside run. And a guy comes in from, like, the outside linebacker spot or something, comes in, and he just gets depleted. All you see is, like, the guy's feet up in the air, and he just throws him to the ground.
Maybe it's just something about being named Troy and being Polynesian, and then, but they are all about heart, hustle, toughness, and grit.
And that third one is the one you're talking about. I think it's against USC, actually.
Yes.
Where his helmet comes off. And he puts his head down, and he still wants to hammer someone. It's a running play.
Still trying to make a block.
He's still trying to hit somebody. I'm like, I can get with this. And then you see the video of him when he gets drafted. He's crying. He's hugging his, you know, his family. He's got like 900 family members behind him. You know, they're all dressed in, you know, the Polynesian, you know, garb. You know, the. I don't even know what the wardrobe is called, but, you know, it's really, really, I mean, just tremendous. Bright colors and all that other stuff. Just, I mean, it's an incredible video.
Yeah, and Mike Tomlin detailed it at the press conference yesterday. He's just an all-around football lover.
His relationship with the game is a pure one, man. He's a competitor. He loves football. He loves the things that come with football based on talking to those around him, the preparation things, the training, practice. He's a black and gold type of a guy.
Black and gold. But still, our fans are going to love him. I think they're going to. And here's the thing. I'm going to go out on this limb. I think he's going to be good. I don't think he's going to be a bust. I think he's going to be good. I usually don't go out on that limb after the first round, you know? Like a couple years ago when they drafted Kenny Pickett and the whole town was ready to celebrate, I said, he's got some of the traits of a really good quarterback. You know, he's a tough kid. He's a winner. He's this. You know, he's got – it could work out, I think, in the right circumstance, but he's also got some limitations. That's usually where – that's usually as far on a limb as I'll go with these first-round picks. You know, I'm not – everybody – the day after the draft, everybody's ready to put all these guys in the Hall of Fame. But I'm going to go out on this limb. And I could end up looking like Pony in the end.
You're not calling him Montana to Rice on
no,
the offensive line.
No, I'm not
line.
Calling him Montana to Rice. I'm not even calling him, you know, I'm not even calling him, what was the guy's name for the really great tackle that the Ravens had? Calling him Jonathan Ogden, right? I'm just saying I think he's going to be good.
I like the fact that the Steelers were, again, not afraid to pick another offensive lineman in the first round after pretty much neglecting the position leading up to the Broderick Jones pick before ultimately doing that, signing Seumalo. When the Steelers were very good but not being able to get over the hump, when the Killer Bees were here, what was one of the main catalysts of that team? The offensive line was dominant.
Yeah.
Marquise Pouncey in the middle. Marcus Gilbert was good. Villanueva was good. Ramon Foster was great. Now, it's not all guys that were picked high in the first round. Pouncey was. Villanueva was undrafted. Ramon Foster was undrafted. There's different ways to build it.
Right.
But the way that they're building it with two bookend tackles that could be your future for the next decade has to excite you.
Right. I would just say, yeah, absolutely. You got to get excited. Well, do we have any calls?
We have Pete in the South Hills.
Pete in the South Hills, how you doing, sir?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. Just wanted to say I really enjoy you and Starkey. Whenever Cook left, I was not skeptical about you, but wondering how the shit went on. But I think you guys have great chemistry, and City Limits provides some really great stuff, too. So kudos to you guys for providing some really great radio.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Absolutely, man. When I looked at the draft yesterday, I really wanted, obviously, somebody on the offensive line. Barton was okay, but I was kind of similar to you, not sure, you know, how he would be not playing center for so many years. It's just such a hard position to learn. But when I look at the draft now, you know, today and then obviously tomorrow, I'm confident that the Steelers could potentially get maybe a fourth or fifth round wide receiver because they've done that in the past. And I think they've really addressed the big need, which is solidifying that offensive line. And, you know, as City Limits just said, they've done a good job in years past with undrafted free agents, you know, some plug and play guys that ended up being pretty good. But I think the NFL now, you need established offensive linemen that made it in college and that were dominant in college to really protect that outside, especially with all the edge rushers in the NFL. In my opinion, aside from a shutdown corner, edge rusher is probably the most difficult position to defend on that line. So I'm excited to see what they do in the next couple of days, but very happy with what they got yesterday.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, this is the kind of guy, you know, if he pans out and it looks like Broderick Jones is good, I mean, you could have your tackles for the next 10 years, literally.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep, absolutely. And I think when you look at the rest of the needs for the Steelers, yes, there's holes here and there, but there's always this idea, I think, with every team that they always can improve in so many areas. So it's not just the Steelers, obviously, that have three, four, five different holes. I mean, you look at even a team that won the Super Bowl, you know, the Chiefs or even the Niners, they have needs. So it just comes down to, I think, you know, being optimistic on what they can do. And I'm optimistic with the guys in place, Weidel and Omar Khan, what they did in Philadelphia with their offensive line many years ago. That gives me a little bit more hope that this is, you know, not a can't-miss draft pick, but a guy that you have a lot of optimism for moving forward for the next 5 years.
Yeah, well, I appreciate the call, Pete. Thank you so much. And listen, I'm telling you, not only do you like him as a player if he's good, I mean, the guy basically, if you listen to anything he said last night or watch the video, this guy loves the Steelers. You got what's that?
We got a couple more callers.
All right, well, let's go. Let's get the next one.
Randy
Come on.
In North Carolina.
Randy in North Carolina. Hi, Randy.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is the longest I've ever been on hold to make a comment, but last time I did that, Cookie was still on, and we talked about Terrell Edmonds getting taken at 28. But anyway, I'm giving an A pick. There's a couple things I wanted to add to this. Maybe you guys could help me out. You know, they had Lure looking at both Mims and Fanatano and possibly getting him and also looking at the center. But at the same time, they were thinking the centers are going to drop down to 51, one of them. So we're talking about plug and play, right? So Fanatano, if you say it, I messed
yes.
up, is ready to play. He's ready to play now. Okay, if Zach Frazier, I liked him the best based on 66 games played, you know, body of work. I know Barton's an athlete and Powers Jackson is an athlete, but I'm still liking Frazier over them based on body of work. So based on us neglecting the line for so long, this is something that could help us for the next 8 years and win now. And another quick question, Mel Kiper last night, I'm not a big fan, but he is definitive on Fatana.
Yes.
Man, I keep right. messing this up. Anyway, that he's going to play guard. I don't know why. Doug made a great point. The arm length and leverage is critical in physics. And lastly, we've got two quarterbacks and a lot of guys – you know, like Russell Wilson, a lot of folks were down on that, but a lot of people didn't give thought to he had the worst starting 11 consistency in the NFL last year. He did not have the same starting lineup virtually for any of the games, which led to his poor numbers. And with Arthur Smith being the new coordinator, Wilson's QBR jumps and play action sets, right?
Right.
And Arthur Smith called 80% play action plays. I think he's going to jump, build this line, and maybe Kyrie Jackson from Oregon, the 6'3 cornerback, falls to us somehow, some way. I doubt it, but I'd like to see that. Outside of that, sorry I talked too much, guys, but if you want to comment, I appreciate it.
Well,
great show, bro.
No, I appreciate you having and listen, if you were on hold for a while, we wanted to give you an opportunity to speak, right, City Limits?
Of course.
Makes some really
Very
good
insightful
points.
From Randy.
Makes some really good points. I think if the Steelers are able to draft, if we were talking about the Steelers are able to end up tonight.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Say, Zach Frazier, right? And whoever the top receiver is left when they've drafted, you know, the third pick, their first third-round pick, you'd be happy with that, wouldn't you?
I would, yeah. I would 1,000% take Frazier, even if it means you have to move up and deal one of those six or maybe a fifth next year.
Right.
Sign, seal, and deliver it. He's
My
the best center on the board right
now. If you end up with your tackle, your center, and your receiver in your first three picks, I don't know how anyone could be upset about that. Who we got next?
We have Brian in Brookline.
Brian in Brookline. Hi, Brian.
What's up, Paul? I got to comment that caller. I love you and Joe together. Love the natural chemistry. You guys make me laugh. I love your points of view. A lot different than a lot of people. You speak your mind. I love the pick. I can't say his name, so I'll call him Sue. So
Call him Troy. Call him Troy.
Right. So can't say his name, but I love the pick. I wanted to ask you, what's your thoughts on this? Packaging something like we have two-thirds. What if we got creative and moved up to get this center from West Virginia, and also gave a pick from next year's draft, third-round pick, just to kind of move up on this year's because of the deepness of the class. Would you be opposed to that, robbing from next year to move up this year?
No, I wouldn't, and I'll tell you why. Because they went out and got Russell Wilson. They went out and got Patrick Queen. They've made it pretty clear they want to try and win something this year. So, you know, I'm not saying you go all in and, you know, everything else, but you're telling me that you're dealing a third rounder from next year. I don't think that's going all in. I think it's being smart and trying to go out and get a player that's going to help you right now.
Yeah, no one's talked about that. I would just like to see us get some. I would love to see us get two picks in a second round, if that would even be possible, just to land two higher quality picks in a second round, if that would present itself to us.
Yes.
But
you never know. What if they package some of that together in order to get somebody like Deebo Samuel or Brandon Ayuk? Would you be all right with that? I would be okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, he's a quality player. Yeah. He's already proven himself in their league right now. So, yes, he's a turnkey player.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Well, I appreciate the call. And do we have one more?
We have Jeff Hathorne coming up.
Okay, we have Jeff Hathorne. That's better than a call, but do we have anyone else on the line?
We do. We have Jim in Monroeville.
Well, let's let Jim talk, and then we'll have Jeff. We'll get to Jim, and then we'll go to Jeff. How about that? Hi, Jim.
Thank you for taking my call, guys. You know, Zias, you made a good point about having these two offensive tackles possibly for the next 10 years, and that's what I like about this pick. I can't remember the last time the Steelers had an offensive line with this type of potential. Especially on the outside with Broderick Jones and Patuanu. So I think it's a really good move. I also want to point out that I think, you know, if Russell Wilson doesn't work out, if Justin Fields doesn't work out, which I don't think that will be the case, if we're in a position to pick a quarterback in 2 years, it's good to know that quarterback will be walking into a team with an offensive line that has what could be two studs at offensive tackle. And I'll hang up and get your thoughts.
Well, I appreciate it. Yeah. If you have two offensive tackles in place, you're in pretty good shape. If you add a center, city limits, could you imagine if you had your center and two tackles in place for the next 8 to 10 years?
You'd be able to just roll offensively.
You'd be able to do a whole lot of things and spend a lot of capital elsewhere. All right, we already did all the reads for the hour. So we got Jeff Hathorne coming in next. He's here somewhere, I hear, so I'm told. We'll see, though. It's Paul Zeiss here, City Limits behind the glass. Joe on a golf course somewhere. So hopefully he's having a good day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.